Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodim, Klal Yud Zayin, and we saw Simon Vav yesterday. In Simon Vav, at the end, he listed some things a person should not do in a basic Knesset or a basic Medrash. And we mentioned before that the Kedusha basic Medrash is even more chomer than that of a basic Knesset, but we will see certain leniencies in a basic Medrash as we go along, because people spend their whole day there. This is the place that they dwell, so we're going to see some leniencies. Chayodim did make a list of some things which are also to do in a basic Knesset. He will continue to do so in the Simonim. The upcoming Simonim will be in Simon Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav. He will talk about some things which are also, but you know, let's mention a few things which some of them he will mention upcoming and some of them he will not mention. So he mentioned already Sicha Batela and Sicha Asura and Sicha Schulen. We touched on those points. He mentioned Kalos Rosh. He will talk about Achil and Shtia, eating and drinking in the basic Knesset, and Shina sleeping in the basic Knesset. He will talk about Kapandria, using the basic Knesset as a shortcut. He will talk about Tiyul, just taking a stroll around the basic Knesset. The poskim discuss the question of coming into the shul, just to see the beauty, visiting a basic Knesset, not for the purpose of Torah Tefillah, but to gaze at the beauty of the basic Knesset. The person is a tourist and he's visiting some old shuls. Is that mutter or not? The shul can't be used as a place of refuge from the cold or from the heat or from the rain. Person can't run in a basic Knesset. We will see that the modern poskim discuss the question in regards to the uses of a cellular phone, reading a newspaper, smoking, and all of these things, besides being inappropriate in general, but in the basic Knesset, there's going to be more problems about that. Person doing business in the basic Knesset, person walking to a shul with his head bare, a person walking to the shul with weapons on himself, as discussed in the postgame, is that permitted or not? We'll see more about that. A person using the shul for gatherings, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's only a large place in the town available, and you like to get together and have some type of a town hall discussion on a certain issue. It's not tzarech mitzvah, it's a mutter. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, and the Chayyim will talk about spitting in the Beis Medrash, and the poskim say that the halacha might not. Then they say that it's mutter because they had dirt floors and they would spit into the dirt, would get absorbed into the ground. Nowadays we don't have that, and therefore nobody does that in their own home, so they can't do it in the Beis Knesset either. So the poskim then talk about, so anything which a person would not do in his home in regards to discarding something, dropping a tissue, you would not drop a tissue in your own home, you'd put it in the garbage. A person would not throw out a cigarette butt, or a person smokes. I'm not endorsing smoking, actually I'm against smoking, but if a person does smoke, a person would not just drop a cigarette butt in his own home. He cannot do that in a shul. So it's all of those type of things a person would not discard onto the ground in his own home, so he cannot do that in a shul either. Doing malacha in a basic Knesset is problematic. The Mishnah Berurah brought a question about bringing young children who are not able to daven to the basic Knesset, so they're going to diminish the kavod of the basic Knesset, and for the children's sake, it's a bad chinuch because they will get used to running around in the shul. As they grow older, they're going to be used to the idea that a shul is a place where a person can run around, which is not the appropriate way to act in a shul. So you're starting by bringing them young, you're being mechanech them in a negative way, and it's hard to change as they get older. So a person should be careful about that point. So those are some of the things which we're going to touch on as we go along. Some of them the Chayyim will talk about explicitly, some of them we will try and infer in regards to these things. All these things that a person cannot be doing a basic Knesset, some of them we will find there are certain scenarios where you can be lenient, and some we will find that there really are no ways to be lenient on these points. Okay, this is Hashem. We will continue with the Chayyim tomorrow, and meanwhile, have a good day.